Hello, Rachel speaking.
This is a confirmation call from Lee Bay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
For getting connected with Alex William. How are you doing today?
Hi, sorry, where are you from?
We're calling you from eBay Customer Support Hub, and this is a verification call for you. Yesterday,
I haven't purchased anything from there.
You haven't purchased anything from there?
No.
Okay, when was the last time you have used any kind of online shopping platform?
Like from eBay, is that where you said you're from?
Yes, ma'am, we are from eBay.
Not since last year, like the start of last year. Even the year before, like a very long time.
Okay, we got the verification. Let me tell you, according to a server report, ma'am, there's a new eBay account has been created, and by using your information and your details, there's a charge of $299. JB Hi-Fi has been purchased. Okay. And by using
it's definitely not me.
Yes, because we can see here the billing address is somewhere in Mountain View, California, United States. So it's a business.
Yeah, definitely not me.
And that's why we call you immediately so that we can verify this transaction which is trying to be done, okay? So, the thing is that, ma'am, at the moment, you are the only authorized person to cancel it, okay? We already put the transaction on hold so that no money gets charged to your account, all right?
Yeah.
And we will provide you the cancellation and the security so that in future, you're not going to face or not going to receive this kind of fraudulent charges on your account, all right?
Yeah.
Now, we are also going to configure, ma'am, that from which platform your information are getting compromised. For example, we need to secure your internet line, okay? Because there's a possible reason that some of the internet hackers are getting into your internet and just stealing your information from there, okay? So we need to protect it. Now, can you just confirm, ma'am, which device do you use for most of your online activities? Is that a computer, laptop, or a smartphone?
Laptop.
And have you got any smartphone with you?
Yeah, I do as well.
Alright. What we're gonna do, we're gonna start the security first of all. We're gonna connect you with the secure server so that we can make a secure connection for you and we can provide the cancellation and the security. Now, I'm just calling the line, ma'am. You just take a convenient and lovely time and turn on your laptop. Once your laptop is totally on.
I'm at work. Like, this is the middle of the day. Like, I don't have time for this. Like, it's not my account and I don't want to be charged and I need to get it stopped.
Yes, I totally understand your concern. As because by using your identity details and your information, this account has been created, we need to block it immediately, okay? Is it possible for you to do it on your smartphone at the moment?
Is this via my email or something? Like, will this come, like, how is this coming? Like,
sorry, I didn't get you.
Like, how are you sending me this information?
We are giving you the security right now. Just give me a moment. First of all, can you just confirm the phone you're talking to me right now, sir? Ma'am. Is that an Android phone or is it an Apple iPhone?
What information do you already have? Because now this is starting to sound like a scam, and I don't want to be like a double scam.
Don't need to worry, ma'am. This is a complete recorded line for training and quality purpose. So during this call, we are not going to ask you any of your personal details, okay? We are just going to give you the cancellation and the security, and then our work will be done, okay?
But how are you giving me that? How are you giving me that information?
I will give you the information. Now, first of all, tell me the device you are using, ma'am. Is that an Android phone or is it an Apple?
It's Apple.
It's an Apple phone, okay. Do you think, first of all, put me on speaker from your end?
Yeah, hang on.
Yes.
Yep.
And now simply swipe up the page at the very bottom and come back to your regular home screen of your phone. Where you can see the rest.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you using the Wi-Fi at the moment, ma'am, or you're using your mobile data?
Data.
Data. And which network do you use? Is it Optus, Dodo, Vodafone, Telstra?
Why do you need to know that?
So that we can give you the security, ma'am. Right.
So if you're saying my details have been taken, why can't you send me an email so I can...
We are not sending any email at the moment because we tried to reach you before and we haven't got any response about these charges, okay? Because when this account has been created, we received the billing address as 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States. Basically, eBay or Amazon or any online shopping platforms don't call their customers, okay? They give the emails, they send the emails. If we don't receive any response, if we don't get any response, then only we call them directly so that we can verify the charges are trying to be done from their accounts. Right. Now, can you just confirm me, ma'am, which network do you use? Is it Telstra, Optus, or Vodafone so that I can help you?
Telstra,
right? Is it Telstra, ma'am, you say?
Yeah, that's what I said, yes, it's Telstra.
Okay. Now, please open up the App Store application from your end on your phone. Open up the App Store.
The App Store?
Yeah, it's a blue color icon with a capital letter
A on it. I know what the icon looks like. I don't understand what I'm doing. Like, I'm really busy at work, and I do not have time for this.
I'm trying my best so that
you
can do it as soon as
possible. This sounds dodgy. I'm not going to lie. This sounds very dodgy, this phone call.
Well,
and you're calling from
a
personal number.
I told you, ma'am, we are not calling you from any XYZ company and we don't need any of your personal details. We are just asking you the basic details so that we can guide you up and help you out. Okay?
What's this app called then?
Okay, are you on the App Store now?
Yep.
Okay, now click on the search magnifying glass on the right hand side bottom.
Yep.
Yes. Now the search bar, type letter Z as in zebra, Z. O as in Oscar, O.
Yeah.
H as in Henry, H.
Yeah.
O as in Oscar, O.
Yeah.
Leave a space.
Yeah.
Then assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, assist.
Yeah.
Then leave a space and type the word customer.
What was the first word again?
The first word is Zoho, Z-O-H-O.
S? S? S-M?
The first word is Zoho.
S?
Z. Z is a zebra.
Zebra.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Zoho assist customer. Now search for it. And now, do you see any green color icon? It says Zoho customer. Yes. There will be a blue box. It says get. You need to give a click on get.
And this is going to give you. This sounds dodgy. I'm not giving you access to my phone.
No. You don't have to give any kind of access
to your
phone.
Yes, that's what this says it does.
Ma'am, listen to me. This is a security program from where we're going to connect you with the eBay secure server. Okay? Like this, we are not going to access any of your devices. We are not allowed to do that. This is behind the protocol. So we don't want to do any kind of fraudulent activity. We are not from any XYZ company, okay?
But that's literally what says the app does.
Yes, we are just, that's why we are telling it on your voice, that we are not taking any kind of access and we are making this download so that we can connect you with the robotic server of eBay. Right. As because your identity details are getting misused from overseas country, we need to verify the identity. And that's why we need to connect you with the secure server of eBay. That's what I'm telling you. Okay? You don't have to give us any kind of access of your devices. Alright. Now, once you see the open option after the download, please let me know, ma'am. Is it downloading now?
It is.
Okay.
I'm just trying to look. I'm sorry that these things.
I understand. These things are not regular for you. That's why you're not getting it. Okay, but once you connect with the eBay Secure Server, you will get to know each and everything from your own end. Okay. We are not from any XYZ company. We are not here to harm you, ma'am. Okay? We are trying our level best so that we can help you out. Okay? And you can grab a piece of paper and a pen with you. I will give you my name and my employee ID.
Hang on. Give me 1 second. I'm just trying to log in to my eBay to see if I can see anything.
There will be no charges on that eBay account because we already told you it's from the fake account of eBay. Okay, ma'am?
But how did you find out about this? Like, I don't understand. Like,
sorry?
I just don't understand how you know about this.
Ma'am, we received the unauthorized charge from overseas.
From where, though? Like,
I told you the billing address is 242 Morgan Street, Mountain View, California, United States.
I'm telling you, I don't live there. But I don't live there. So how are you linking this account to me, personally? Because I don't live in America. So I don't understand that,
ma'am. I understand. That's why it's suspicious for us as well. And we need to check it. We need to configure the problem.
Who the freaking are you? Who are you?
My name is Alex Williams. I'm from the Anti-Fraud Department of eBay Customer Support. Now, if the application is downloaded, ma'am, just check it.
Yeah.
Now, click on open. And
yeah.
What can you see? Please let me know.
It says enter your email.
Look at the right hand side, ma'am. There will be an option. It says cancel, or there will be a cross sign over there.
Yeah, that says enter session key.
Okay, I'm going to give you the session key. Just give me a moment. Alright, I can put the session key over there, ma'am. It will be 732-242-1129. I'm telling you the numbers once again.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay.
About it. So now I go to start session?
Yes, click on start session.
And then start broadcast?
Yes, only give a click on start broadcast. And then you will get a blank checkbox. You need to check in that box and click on allow.
Okay.
Now what can you see on your screen, ma'am?
It's recording.
Okay. Now you just click outside of the box on the background, on the HD background.
Yeah.
There will be a blank check box. Check in that box and click on allow. Check in the blank box and click on allow.
Yeah, and I'm reading what I'm agreeing to because this reads dodgy as well.
No, it's not dodgy. You can ask me wherever you face any problem, okay? You can ask me anything.
Yeah, well, that's what somebody that's trying to steal your shit would say, no offense.
Okay.
All right. Allowed or whatever.
Okay, now just give me a moment.
So what are you doing now? Like, what do you need to do?
Okay, the server is verifying the ID, so it will take a while. Is your internet is a bit low, ma'am?
I don't know. It should be fine. What are you doing now that you're in?
Now I'm just looking for the account. Just give me a moment.
So what do you need to see how this app is on?
You just give me a moment. I'm doing something. Just give me a moment.
But now you're not explaining what you're doing, so now it seems dodgy. To hang up.
We are providing the security. Now, have you got a security message from our server?
Yes, it says thank you for getting connected.
Okay, the server has verified your ID number. Now you can simply minimize the page and come back to your regular home screen where you can see all your regular apps and icons. Now please open up your settings from your phone. Open up the settings.
Yeah.
Okay. Now over there you will get to see an option display and brightness. You need to give a click on display and brightness.
Yeah.
And over there you will get to see an option auto lock. You need to give a click on auto lock and make it never.
Oh, under appearance?
Yeah.
Oh no, I see. Hang on.
Yes.
Why though?
Okay, we are making it never because right now you're connected with a secure server. So if your phone gets auto-locked, then the security server will be disconnected, okay? That's why we are making it never for the session, okay?
Yeah.
Now, come to the session settings page. Come to the settings.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you will get to see your name at the very top of your screen, ma'am. Have a look.
Yeah.
Click on your name.
Yeah.
Now over there, you will get to see an option name, phone number, and email. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Give a click on it. Now, after clicking on it, ma'am, some of your basic details will come up on your screen, like your name, your phone number, your email address, and your date of birth.
Yeah.
Are you getting all this? Okay. Now I'm just confirming you the things one by one. Your name is Rachel McCon. Your email address is rachelj14@hotmail.com.
Are you reading off my phone, or are you asking
not,
me questions?
We are confirming you all the information.
Why don't you open? I know what my freaking email address is. It's mine, and I know what my name is because that's my
I'm
name.
I'm confirming you this information because these are the basic details which has been used to create the account. Okay. Now, what we need to do is because your basic details are connected with your device, can you just confirm me, ma'am? In past 48 hours or in past few days, have you used any kind of public Wi-Fi?
No.
In any shopping mart or any restaurant? Okay, you haven't. Now, you just simply come back to your regular home screen of your phone where you can see all your apps, ma'am.
Yeah.
Come back to your home page, and now you need to open up the Safari browser from your end. Open up the Safari.
Yeah.
Okay. Get a fresh page of Google from there.
Yeah. Just give me 1 second. I need to answer a work email.
Yeah, sure. You can take your time. I'm on the line with you.
Okay, what's the page I need to go to?
Okay, I am the Google Maps. Have you got a fresh page of Google on your, from your end?
Yeah, I do. I know how to use a phone, so let's speed this up.
I understand.
I'm and you're stopping me from doing my job, and it's pissing me off.
Okay, now on the search bar, you need to type my, M as in mother, Y as in yellow, my.
Yep.
Now leave a space.
Yep.
Then number one, numerical one.
Yeah.
Then P as in Paris, P.
Yeah.
Now, do you see any option coming up? It is my 1P address location.
Yeah.
Give a click on it.
Yeah. Then where?
Now, the issuing option is what is my IP address location, find it out here, not VPN.
Yeah.
Yes, let me give a quick on it. Okay, so now, as you use a smartphone and a computer as well, do you know that what IP address is? Do you know, ma'am?
Do you want me to read it out to you?
No, no, I am asking you, do you know your what is IP address? What IP address exactly is?
Doesn't it check your location?
No, I'm telling you. The IP address is the internet protocol address from where you use your internet line. Every person has their own IP address. Different devices have their different IP address for using their internet line by making it private. Okay, apart from you, no one else is allowed to use your IP address. If someone gets into your IP address, they will be able to monitor or they will be able to get all your information from there. Okay, now at the top of your screen, look at the extreme top, you will get to see a long black bar where it says your IP and your status. Do you see that? Do you see your IP address? So that's the IP address which you have got for your own personal use. Apart from you, no one is allowed to use that IP address.
Yeah.
Can you see it says your status? What is your status over there? Please let me know.
It says unprotected.
Your status is unprotected. And have you got any red alert on the middle of your screen? Please let me know.
It says your online activity can be seen by your internet service provider and anyone else spying on your connection.
Okay, so you have got the alert over there because your internet line is getting compromised by some outsiders. They're getting active with your internet line.
How do we fix it?
Yes,
I
that's
don't
what we are.
I'm trying to fix right now. I understand, ma'am.
I understand, ma'am. You need to understand the thing. Your information.
I just want it fixed, and I need to go.
Ma'am, you have to be some patient with us because I'm trying my best so that we can do it as soon as possible. Yes, you need to hold on a second. Okay, I'm trying my best so that we can help you.
Stop mansplaining shit to me. I understand what you're saying. Just help me fix it.
Yes, I can. Now you just need to give me a moment. You just come back to regular home.
I don't have a moment. You have already wasted so much of my time, so you need to hurry up.
I'm not wasting your time, ma'am. I'm trying my best so that I can help you, okay? You just need to come back to your regular home screen of your phone, where you can see all your apps and items.
Yes, I know what the home screen is. Stop explaining things to me like I'm stupid.
Ma'am, I'm not doing like that. It's my job.
You are. Just
you need,
go to the home screen next. What's the next step?
Now, I do believe you do online banking with your bank. Am I correct?
Correct. Everybody does. That's not a new statement.
Okay. So, because, ma'am, you can see from your own end that your internet line is getting compromised and someone is trying to get into your information, please go to your online banking and check all your statements. If you see any unusual things or any unauthorized charges, even if it is of $1, please let me know, okay? So that we can make a report on it and we can block the fraudulent activities. Check all your accounts, ma'am, okay?
I am. This is what I said. Stop talking to me like I'm an idiot.
I'm not talking to you like that. I'm trying my best so that you can understand, okay? I'm trying to help you. I'm not trying to bother you.
No, there's nothing. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm there. Tell me.
No, there's nothing that it has come out that shouldn't have.
Okay. Okay. You have checked all your accounts thoroughly,
yes,
ma'am?
I have. Yes,
okay.
I have.
Okay, you know, just give me a moment. Okay, let me talk to the security officer of the anti-fraud department so that I can get to know that what are the security steps we need to take, okay? And can you give me some time? Just give me some time. I will get back to you within a while. Just give me a moment.